Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Silence Can Be Deadly. In a world that is increasingly connected, it's ironic that so many people feel more alone than ever. The struggle of dealing with problems alone, in silence, is a dangerous path that can lead to severe consequences, including even death. You have the power to improve or possibly save someone's life. Today, I will explain how you can help. I have written and spoken extensively about the positive benefits of silence in the context of our relationship with God. Being silent in order to hear God's voice is an essential part of our spiritual journey. However, when it comes to our wounds and brokenness, silence is unhealthy, dangerous, and in some cases, deadly. 13 years ago, God touched my heart and gave me the courage to break my silence. Like so many others, I had wounds that were a well-guarded secret. Those wounds negatively impacted my life in ways only I knew. On the outside, I appeared fine. Inside, I was struggling. God prompted me to make my wounds known. In response to God's prompting, I not only broke my silence, but with the guidance and courage from the Holy Spirit, I started Broken Door Ministries to help others break their silence and find healing too. Not long after beginning this ministry, I read an article about a mother who had lost her teenage son to suicide. The mother's quote in that article has stuck with me ever since. It epitomizes the reason Broken Door Ministries exist. She said, "It's hard to heal the wounds you cannot see." This mother would have done anything within her power to prevent her son's suicide if she had only known her son was suffering so badly. But she didn't know. On the outside, he looked fine. Inside, he was falling apart. He was deeply wounded, and no one knew it. Sadly, it seems nearly every human being lives with some well-guarded secrets and hidden pain. When we choose to struggle alone, we carry the entire weight of our problems. This burden can be overwhelming, leading to stress, anxiety, depression, and sometimes a loss of faith. The silence amplifies our fears and worries, making them seem insurmountable. It's like being trapped in a room with a growing shadow with no one to turn on the light. The stress from struggling alone does not just affect our spiritual and mental health. It can also take a significant toll on our physical health. Chronic stress can lead to a weakened immune system, heart disease, and other serious health conditions. Struggling alone is a silent killer that operates under the radar, slowly chipping away at our well-being. Our wounds can be inflicted by others or by tragic life events. Frequently, our brokenness comes from our own sinfulness. In the end, it really doesn't matter where our struggles originate. We all have them. Far too often, we choose to struggle and fight alone. Doing so is detrimental to us, and it prevents others from being Christ to us. Sadly, most people attempt to hide behind a false mask, implying to others that their life is fine. We all need a safe space to be open and honest. When we struggle in silence, we are more likely to keep struggling. If our brokenness is a result of a pattern of recurring sin, we usually become a slave to that sin. By sharing honestly with a few close friends about our struggles, our friendships deepen and everyone begins to see each other as we really are, just another person struggling to be the best Christian we can be. I have traveled around our country and shared the message God put on my heart for the past 13 years. Many people, after hearing the message of Jesus' healing touch and after hearing my personal testimony, have mustered the courage to open up and share their own hidden secrets. One woman told me she had suffered in silence for almost 87 years. After sharing her story, she experienced a newfound freedom. In Ezekiel 37, verses 4 to 10, God brought dry bones to life. God can do the same for everyone who comes to our retreats. He can mend their wounds and heal their brokenness and restore their dead bones to life. He longs to bring everyone peace and joy. The message of helping broken and wounded people hurting alone in silence does not evoke the same emotions as so many worthwhile charities that tug on your heartstrings. Despite the reality that everyone has wounds and brokenness, personal brokenness remains a topic people are afraid to confront. It has been a challenge for us to get this important message of healing out to everyone who needs to hear it. This is where you come in. Reaching out for help is not a sign of weakness, but a strength. It takes courage to admit that we are struggling and need help. Whether it's confiding in a trusted friend, seeking professional help, or joining a support group, there are many ways to break the silence. This is why I am so passionate about putting on retreats to help people break free from the deadly silence. Our Blessed, Broken, and Scared retreat is built on the healing power of Jesus. During the retreat, attendees learn how to be Christ to one another. They also gain courage to break their own silence, but I need your help to get this message out. I am not asking for your financial support. Thanks to the generosity of our financial supporters, I rarely ask for donations, although they are always appreciated. I need your help in a different way. I'm asking you to do something that is quite easy to do. I'm asking you to send our new brochure to your pastor. Encourage him to invite me to your church to put on a retreat. That's it. It's that simple. Maybe you would also be willing to spearhead the committee to make the retreat a success. We provide all the support to make that job easy. The retreat's message of Christ's healing touch, mercy, and forgiveness has made a positive impact on many lives. Just think, your simple action of telling your pastor about our retreat might even save someone's life. Simply go to today's message on our Fourth Day Letter website and click the link to print out our new brochure, or copy the link and send it by email to your pastor or the person at your church in charge of retreats. After sending the email, follow up with a phone call and encourage them to contact me. That's all I'm asking you to do. If possible, copy me in the email so that I can follow up as well. Help Broken Door Ministries bring an end to suffering and silence. Working together, we can be a powerful force to bring the healing power of Jesus to the world. Finally, I have always thought that the song Truth Be Told by Matthew West conveys the important message we try to share through Broken Door Ministries. I've put a link to that song in today's message on our website. Please take a moment to listen to that powerful song. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, we need your help. Everyone harbors pains and sinfulness they are embarrassed to share with others. Bring people into our lives that we can trust and give us the courage to be more open about the things that keep us from a more joyous relationship with you. Also, Lord, help me to be a better listener for those who want to share their story with me. I ask this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Allow me to make one other important note. If you are listening to this and you are harboring silent, hidden pains, please reach out to a friend and open up about your struggle so that they can listen, care, and walk with you in your trial. If you don't have someone to open up with, feel free to contact me. We all need someone to walk along beside us to help us ease our pains. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget to like this podcast and share it with others. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.